eternity. If only we would learn to...
This is Sports is Fun on CITR 101.9. CITR.
Welcome back to another exciting edition of Sports is Fun. I'm your host, Sean, and with me is Ethan.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
I'm sick.
Yeah, you get the allergy season,
it's that time of the year.
Yeah. Sorry to hear.
Yeah, that's a rhyme.
I got a bit of a zinger myself, a little headache. Maybe it's allergies, maybe it's just all the crack withdrawal.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't know.
I don't know about I haven't ever stopped doing crack, so.
Episode 9.
Yeah, we made it this far.
Yeah, I'm so stoked for 10.
Me too. It's going to be a big episode. We just got
to pull through. Just bear with us here, listeners.
This is we're both sacrificing. We're both under the weather, but we know the people want their sporting information, and we're here to talk about all legitimate sports.
Today we have a crystal cool show. No guests today. Eddie Lack won't return my calls. So it's just Sean and I in the studio. Let's get right down to it. We got a couple errors. I thought it was our cleanest show yet. But
we got a couple errors.
I made a couple errors last week. So for this, I apologize. Jason Terry never played with Steve Nash. And for that, anyone should apologize because they would have made a great team.
Yeah, that would, you know.
They would have been sweet.
Peak.
Really
peak
short.
Jet was good.
Yeah. Jet and what was Steve Nash's name? The White Freak or something?
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah. Casper the Friendly Point Guard.
Yeah.
So. Second error out of three, and probably more, but those are the ones we caught. Brock Lesnar for the belt fought Roman Reigns. This past Sunday on WrestleMania, I said Rob Reigns, Ronald Reigns. I don't know why I couldn't remember it, but Roman Reigns, that's his name. Third one was the big one. In the for consideration, I said if you could write an autobiography about any... famous athlete or sports figure, who would it be? Apparently, autobiographies are about yourself.
Wow, you learn something new every day.
Yeah,
you know
that? Yeah. So that one, I'm immensely apologetic. I have no excuses.
No, that's arts.
Time for the sports recap, but before that, I just want to step back from the sports world and announce sort of a sad little piece of news. The world lost a great person this past week. Donatello has died from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. He passed away last week in the newest issue.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, by the hands of Bebop and Rocksteady. He is, you know, sometimes it... I wish that this kind of stuff didn't occur, but sometimes it takes that... just to step away and realize, you know, it's not always a sports world. Anyway, I hope
you take that back right now. It is always a sports world.
Let's take a moment of silence for Donatello. He'll be doing machines up in heaven. All right, that was good.
Yeah.
Now time for a sports recap. The thing I want to talk about mainly is WrestleMania.
Yeah, I watched some of it.
It definitely covered my Sunday evening. Which was awesome. Really good. Really good wrestling. Some great matches. I just wanted to share... You know, you learn something when you watch real fights like that. I just wanted to share three quotes from the announcers.
Hit me with
who
them.
All were drinking Mountain Dew.
I saw that.
Close.
They weren't drinking Mountain Dew. They had bottles of Mountain Dew sitting on their table unopened.
Yeah.
They were pretending to...
I was jealous anyhow.
I was too. Who doesn't love the Dew?
Yeah, so quote number one. I was going to write them down, but hopefully they're still in my head. If you bring something from home, you might get hit with it. The second one was, you can't corner a predator. A predator corners you, which was...
That's gripping.
Pretty gripping.
Stuff,
I think that
yeah.
was about Randy Orton. Not positive on that one. And the third one was my favorite. One of the announcers said, well, you know what it's called if you have a fear of giants. Fee-fi-phobia. So that was a really good night of fights.
Yeah, my favorite moment was when the Russian guy came in on a tank.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
He had like a Caucasian babe with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, really good night.
Yeah, that was one of the two fights I watched.
I didn't agree with how the belt was actually awarded in the end, but that's whatever. It's time to move on. Another piece of news I wanted to mention was it's been reported Tiger Woods has flown his private jet into Augusta, and he's been playing all week. He's been playing on the course. Of course, Augusta is the course that they're going to use, well, that they always use for the Masters, which is next week. So there's speculation. Is he going to play? You know, they didn't think he was going to play. My question is, who cares?
What I'm worried about is you say he flew his private jet. Haven't we learned from Harrison Ford that celebrities shouldn't be flying their own jets?
I don't know. I don't get their
He crashed
Indiana
his plane.
Oh, did he?
Into a golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When was that?
Like 2 weeks ago or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the guy who took down the 150 passengers? Or?
Okay.
yeah, so Tiger Woods, there people are sort of making a big commotion. I think it should be noted that Tiger Woods is not even in the top 100 world rankings.
I don't even know who he is anymore.
Exactly. I think you were saying earlier, like, I don't want to... I never thought I'd see the day.
Was he the guy who really likes...
No, you're thinking of someone else. So, yeah, Tiger Woods, whether he plays or not, I think it just... I don't even care anymore. Is he going to come back and win? Probably not.
If he did, it'd be pretty great. What are the odds? I wonder.
Oh, I don't know. I can look it up later. But even if he finished four rounds, like if he made the cuts and stuff, like that would be huge for him.
That'd be huge for golf, honestly. Like think about how much additional viewers they would get if the headline going into Sunday was Tiger Woods, you know.
Oh, yeah. I would watch.
I would watch.
I'm going to watch anyway.
I haven't watched golf seriously since I was about 17.
When Tiger Woods was...
Yeah, exactly, because I would always root against Tiger Woods.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess time will tell for that one. If he does play, I'm sure it'll be like two rounds most. Anyhow, last topic we want to get to before the break is March Madness.
March Magnets, yeah.
March Magnets. First of all, I'm winning our bracket.
You are. Somehow, you were in last for most of the first two rounds. You were in last.
Because my bracket had heart.
No, I was in first. I was in the top 2% for a while.
I know. You chirped me.
I know.
You chirped me.
I know. I've made a mistake. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot how it worked. It can slip away so quickly.
When a couple of shows ago, we said anyone who can mail us the final four perfectly will eat an onion and a lime or a lemon or whatever.
No one did that.
I almost did that.
You almost did that. I would have eaten both.
Yeah, well, you say that now, but probably would. I was gonna actually ask you if that was gonna happen right before the Gonzaga Duke, which was the last game for me to fall. It's really weird that there's three number one seeds and then a seven.
Yeah, well,
it's like,
I mean,
one of these kids is not like the other. You know?
Michigan State are commonly a one seed or a two seed, you know, so it's not that surprising that.
Who do you have going in?
Who do I have left
to this next week?
I only have Kentucky left. I mean,
who do you think will win?
Oh, so it's Kentucky, Wisconsin. I think Kentucky wins, but Wisconsin, like, they have so many big white guys who can shoot. Like, that's their whole team. They're just big white guys that
Kaminsky's
can shoot.
Kaminsky's been just as good as anyone.
No, yeah, he's just ridiculous. He's sick. I watched that Arizona-Wisconsin game pretty closely, and it was pretty unbelievable to see how dominant they were on offense.
Kentucky was really close to losing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they only played, like, four close games all season, so
yeah,
but they responded. They won. They clutched it out. So I think Kentucky wins. I give Wisconsin a 35-40% chance of winning. I think it's possible.
That's pretty high still for what they've had before.
I think they have the best team, the best shot of beating Kentucky of any team in the tournament.
And how about Michigan State?
Duke.
Yeah,
I think Duke wins, but
Duke's been unreal.
Tearing it up. Yeah,
unreal.
No, they've been really.
They've
strong.
Been probably the best team compared to their expectations.
No, definitely. Like I didn't think much of Duke this year. They were kind of underwhelming for a one seed, and you know, they made it look easy. They beat Gonzaga, who was arguably the best Gonzaga team they've ever had, you know, one of the best Gonzaga teams.
Yeah, they smoked them. They blew them out.
Yeah, so I think Gonzaga, I mean, I think Duke loses to Michigan, or beats, wow, my brain. I think Duke beats Michigan State, but I hate Duke. I hate everything Duke stands for.
Nope.
Okay. So I want Michigan State to win. Michigan State.
So some bad blood
Kentucky,
going on there.
Yeah.
All right. Throw some fuel in the fire.
Yeah, those are my hot.
I'm sure
hot
they.
Take.
I'm sure they're going to listen to this and they're going to play their hearts out.
Coach K.
Yeah. Time for a promo. We'll be back.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock, all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And we're back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's keep talking.
Not me. You're talking to the listeners.
Not you. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna keep talking. UBC has found themselves, even though the basketball and volleyball seasons are over now. UBC has a new endeavor, or sort of alternative endeavor, in which we're sitting at the final eight.
Yeah.
In the esports bracket. We're in the Elite Eight of the March Magnets for the esports.
For League of Legends.
Is it just League of Legends?
Just League of Legends.
Okay,
yeah.
So League of Legends is a what? Computer game?
It's a team strategy game.
So it's in the computer?
Yes, it's in the computer.
And so this falls under the umbrella term esports, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, what is the e stand for?
Electronic sports.
So it should be iSports.
Yeah. Like iRobot.
Right. Yeah. So my question and sort of argument is, why would something be called eSports if it's not a sport? That, like, why wouldn't they just call it, like, eCheese, eBucket?
Oh.
Because it's not any of those either.
Oh, the chirp sounds good.
Yeah, so.
That was good. You wrote that one down? Or?
So, retort? Rebuttal? Or do we have time to take another break?
Why don't you think it's a sport?
Okay, I'm gonna read you here this Google definition, okay?
Okay.
An activity, a sport, noun. An activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. So most of that checks out with me, but it's the physical exertion of it all.
Okay.
Where is your action?
Well, you have to physically hit the keyboard. And
that's what it is?
That sounds like a joke, like, oh, yeah, you just have to hit the keyboard. Yeah. But like the mechanical part of it is challenging.
It sounds almost like a rebuttal for someone who doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, read the synonyms for...
Of what?
For sport. Read the synonyms.
Sport.
Right there. Read the synonyms.
Games. Physical recreation.
Okay, that's one. Those are some.
Physical activity.
Okay.
Physical exercise.
Okay.
This is none. Yeah. Pastime is one of them.
So it definitely is a pastime. Read the first one, the one in parentheses.
This
first synonym listed.
Competitive games.
There you go.
So
competitive games.
So is Boggle a sport?
No. But I would say Boggle's not a sport because of the way the rules are structured and the nature of the game. Like, do you think curling is a sport?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's on TSN.
the Dota 2 championships were on ESPN.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was
for
just
over $1 million.
That was a fake retort.
It's for like $8 million or something like that. I'm gonna have to apologize. It was probably like 7 point. There's probably some exact number. I'm gonna apologize.
I'm sure we'll make greater errors than that today.
Yeah. So,
is curling a sport?
Yeah.
What I want to say is yes, but
okay,
I
but
don't
why?
Know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I can exactly.
They,
back
I mean,
it
like,
up.
Sure, they
here's what
the
they,
ice and yeah, I mean so, they well, skate sort of, but like I wouldn't really call that physical exertion.
So here, well, I think it is actually. So it's an individual or team competes against others or another or others for entertainment. That's the same as esports or whatever.
Right.
Like I think that checks out. It's the physical exertion part. So there's a guy who slides. Like, would you consider shuffleboard a sport? I would not. I think
it's more of a game, yeah.
It's more of a game. But curling is kind of like shuffleboard, except there's more physical exertion in it.
Okay. Well, I would say...
There's a guy who has to... Like, those rocks are heavy, first of all.
Minesweeper is a game on a computer. It's
yeah.
not an esport. And League of Legends and StarCraft are esports because the mechanical element of it is much more.
So it doesn't matter when, like obviously it matters when you choose to click the thing, but when I hear people play, it's just click, 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 click.
Well, every time they're clicking, they're redirecting their movement. That's why you hear click, 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 click.
So I'm saying, is there really a lot of strategy other than where you're redirecting? Like it seems like you just spam.
No, you have things. You have resources to manage, you have things to aim, it requires prediction skills.
Yeah, but isn't it more just mashing your
mouse? No, definitely
your mouse?
Not.
No?
No.
So...
Like, not... Like, that's like a misconception people have about video games in general.
I do have a lot of those.
Like, I'll use fighting games, like Street Fighter as an example, because that's what I'm mm-hmm. best at of games. So a lot of people, when they pick up a fighting game, they're like, oh, you hit buttons and you punch people. So maybe if I hit a lot of buttons, I'll punch the fastest and I'll beat you. And that will work against anyone who does the same thing.
Well, then what about like a game like NHL 15?
Would that be a sport? No.
No, it's a video game, but what's the difference in your action?
Because I think games like that aren't balanced to be fair. If that makes sense, they're not balanced.
That makes sense.
They're games like that. They're based. They're trying to sell games to sports fans to be fun. So a lot of the elements are random. Like when you shoot, does the goalie block it? Do you have any effect on if the goalie blocks it? No. And I think EA in particular programs their sports games to have rubber band AI. So like if you're losing, you're more likely to come back because they want people to be able to play and enjoy the game.
Okay, that's a good point.
So, competitive games, esports, aren't balanced like that at all. They're balanced to be fair and to be like based on skill.
But can't you play in certain modes where it's you against the computer, or is it always against other people?
It's always. I mean, there are modes to play against the computer, but like that's like going to a batting cage.
Yeah,
that's not like playing baseball. That's like going to a batting cage, and there's no strategy.
Like practice.
Yeah,
right?
Kind of. I mean,
like we're talking about
practice. Yeah. And on the physical aspect of it, have you ever seen someone play StarCraft 2? That was the premier esport.
It sounds the same as everything else.
People play StarCraft have APM, so actions per minute. They're inputting something 200 to 400 times a minute.
And is it the more actions per minute you have, is that better, worse, or?
Well,
you can't tell me you got to work out, like a physical exertion.
I mean, you will be sweaty.
That's more of a mental thing, though.
No, like you, like it's like commanding an orchestra.
I hear that you get to drink a lot of Mountain Dew while you game.
That's one of the benefits.
That part.
I mean, when you play golf, you get to drink a lot of beer.
That's
true. If you're doing it right.
That's true. Or Powerade, which is cool too.
Whatever you're into.
So I think the only way we'll find out is if you show me the world, the League of Legends.
You know, I'd like to get someone from, because we started with this with UBC. UBC is well known for having really good esports teams. Like we have a great League of Legends team. We have a good Dota team. We have really good.
We're just great kids. We're all great.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of smart
people,
athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the U.S. I showed you this earlier.
We should get someone on the show.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. The U.S. gives professional esports players, like League of Legends players, the same visa that they would give of an athlete who came to the States to play. They give them the same type of visa.
It probably boiled down to the same argument we just had.
Yeah.
Which means maybe you were right.
I mean, I understand why people are hesitant to call esports sports because they're most similar. They look like games. They just look like computer games. Because that's what they have risen from. Mm-hmm. That's what they've been created from. But I think that they've evolved to the point where they are more sport than game.
Yeah, well, with that, we take a commercial break. But really interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
I think you opened my mind a little here. I might do something about it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, and the Sakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo. And we have returned. MLB season coming up.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So, the sports gurus that are Sean and I, we want to preview a bit.
Yeah, we want to say our picks.
Season. So, we're just going to roll through every division here.
Rapid fire style.
Baseball, also known as throwy ball.
I was going to say hitty ball.
Hitty throw ball. So let's go. Let's start with the AL East. You can kick things off, although I think I know the answer here, you're going to say.
The Red Sox, not only am I a Red Sox fan, so I would say them regardless of how good they actually are. They had the most impactful offseason signings.
Yeah.
They had a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah, but
players coming back. A lot of young players. Their rotation is pretty weak, but I would say their top threats in their division this year don't look as strong as, like, the Yankees don't look as strong. Toronto's whatever. Tampa Bay lost. Baltimore is like the scariest team.
I was gonna say, what about the Orioles?
I think that they're just bound to come back to earth a little bit. I think the Orioles will be the team that comes in second.
When's the last time there was even repeat champions? Of this division. That is.
Of this division.
Yeah. Was it the Orioles 2 years? No, I don't think.
No, I want to say I want to say it was the Yankees, just because the Red Sox never win the division. We just get the wild card and win the World Series.
Yeah.
But I want to say it was the Yankees at some point.
I'm going to go with Toronto Blue Jays. Good Canadian boys.
Just good old baseball players.
Going down to the Sky Dome.
Good old sluggers.
Yeah. They do actually have really good sluggers. I think maybe, like, it's always, I don't have much basis other than, it's not like Toronto teams can come out and surprise.
Yeah, sometimes Toronto teams are good. Yeah,
they're very streaky. Had Toronto had one more hot streak, like they were in it until like 15 games left last year. Pretty well the same team, even though they got rid of Brett Laurie, which is probably for the best. They got in a new catcher, Russell Martin.
Russell Martin's good.
And apparently he can almost catch a knuckleball, so that's good. So we'll see how that one works out. I'm picking Toronto. Let's move on to the Central. We'll go snake style.
Okay.
Because I want to pick the Tigers. And I figured you might do the same. Really good pitchers. If you can throw the ball really well, chances are the other team will lose to you.
Isn't going
to
hit it,
Yeah, so they have, I think they have like 3 Cy Young pitchers in the lineup.
They have 2 for sure. Oh, they have Price. Yeah, you're right, they have 3. Yeah, they have a great rotation.
Yeah, so the Tigers.
I'm going to pick Cleveland, actually.
Okay.
Cleveland
First Nations.
They finished last year really, really strong. I don't know. They're just a good younger team. Good manager, former Red Sox manager Terry Francona. I just like what they have going. I think they'll be the wild card team this year in that division. Like, I don't know. I think they're going to be good.
So your turn now for the AL West.
That's tough. I see a lot of people picking the Mariners for some reason. I don't know why.
Are there any other teams to pick?
Yeah, I got to pick the Angels. Won 98 games last year. Ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I don't see any reason to think that the Angels are going to get worse.
Well, they have a couple of really key young players, right? They have
Mike Trout,
right?
Still.
Isn't he like the best player in the league?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league for like 3 years now and has been like an MVP candidate every year. Like, even if he becomes more human this year, I still think they win 95 games, 94 games, win the division. Yeah. Oakland is a scary team. Seattle, you know. I just want, for Seattle, a lot of people are picking them to go to the World Series, which I think is ridiculous, just because, like, show me, you know?
Yeah.
Show me you can win 90 games. Like,
yeah.
It's such a long season. There's so much adversity. Like,
I actually can't differ with you on this one. I go Angels as well.
I thought you were going to pick the Houston Astros.
No, but you have to admit they're a lot better than they were the year before.
I mean,
Their highest paid player would have been like the lowest paid player on the Yankees. There's some crazy fact, but they just did not spend money.
Well, quick question. Can you name the starting shortstop for the Yankees?
For the Yankees right now?
Yeah.
Can I name him?
Yeah.
No.
Can you name him who he was for the last 20 years?
The starting shortstop?
Yeah.
No.
It's Derek Jeter.
No, yeah, but he's retired.
Yeah, so who's this?
I would have guessed.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of unbelievable that...
What, that I can't name it?
Well, I can't name it either.
Yeah. Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure I could look it up, but it's just weird.
It's not Tanaka, is it?
No, that's a pitcher.
Okay, well, I watched like a TSN little short about the guy who's replacing Jeter. I just can't remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I almost was a hero.
You almost did it. Huh?
Let's go over to the National League. I'm going to start with
the boring league.
The Nationals.
Where there's 8 batters.
Because they're so good that the whole league's named after them.
Yeah.
And now you.
I think the Nationals, too. Like, they were really good last year. They have really good pitching. They're just a really good team. I don't know. Mm-hmm. One of these years, I just expect them to make it to the World Series.
I think it's time for Bryce Harper to really. I think he could go for the MVP.
To me, they're like the Oklahoma City Thunder of the MLB. You know what I mean? Like, their window's open. Good young team. Yeah. Like, let's see them do it. They're going to do it now.
What's the deal with Strasburg? Is he healthy?
I think he's healthy now.
That's good.
I hope so. He was. I remember when he got drafted.
Yeah, me too.
He's good. It's just you need to keep healthy. It's hard when you throw the ball that hard not to pull something. Like,
it's a really physically tolling game.
It's a sport.
Baseball's like not healthy.
Sports world.
It's definitely a sport.
Yeah.
NL Central. I'm gonna go with the Pirates because I read an article yesterday saying they would win.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go with.
So
the
I mean,
Pirates.
Like, if you can write an article about it, you're probably right.
See, I've been seeing a lot of people picking the Cubs. People think that the Cubs. I mean, they've had some good signings. They took Lester away from the Red Sox. They have
the Cubs will never win.
No, I mean, I think the Cubs could win like 80, 85 games this year. I don't know. The division's too strong for me to see them suddenly winning. Like, Milwaukee's always there. Cincinnati has been there for like the last 5 years. Pittsburgh is like they're my pick, and St. Louis, who never is bad. They're never
bad.
That's
true.
So
the Cubs win the streak right now is what, like 80, 90 years?
I think it's past 100 years.
Oh, Well,
I think it passed 100 years. Well, we can fact check that later.
Yeah, next week.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. NL West, it's up to you.
It's
got to
be the
one.
Dodgers, just because their payroll is the highest in baseball.
Yeah, do they have any big moves over the offseason?
I think that they signed some people. I didn't pay that much attention. Once the Red Sox signed Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez, I stopped paying attention, so that was enough for me.
Yeah. Do they still have Matt Kemp?
I think they do.
I always liked him for some reason.
And he was really good. Cool he was guy. Like he was like an MVP candidate, and then he like got hurt. And
what about Cano? Do they have Cano, or is that another
team? He plays for Seattle.
Oh, there you go. NL West, but like, there's no reason to really expect any team to come out of it except the Dodgers or Giants. But here's what the Giants have done in the last 5 years. I think they've won three times, so they go win, miss the playoffs, win, miss the playoffs, win.
They're missing the playoffs.
If they get to the playoffs, they're going to win. They're pretty much like the LA Kings of
baseball,
but it looks like they're going to miss the playoffs.
Should we pick wild card teams real quick? Two from each.
You can pick some.
Okay, I'll pick.
I'm gonna just scratch my eye right now.
It's okay, AL, I like Baltimore and Oakland, and NL, I like St. Louis and Atlanta.
Time for a what is it? PSA time.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Mail time.
We got one email this week. Last week we asked if you could have any athlete as your mom, dad, both, you know, two dads, two moms. One mom, one dad, whatever.
Whatever kind of family you want.
Yeah, we don't judge here. Who would it be? We got an email. You want to read it out here?
You can read it.
A fan of the show, Jen.
I don't want to read that.
She said, if I could have any athlete as my parents, it would be the one and only Dennis Rodman. As a teen, I could have gotten away with anything. Piercings, weird haircuts, real freaky shoot. And Rodman would probably be rocking the same look. But more importantly, since Rodman and Kim Jong-un are pals, he could have taken me on friendly trips to North Korea, and we could kick it with the Supreme Leader. The opportunities are endless. Smart. P.S. Ethan Bondar, you sound dees. So really, really foolproof stuff there.
Yeah, great email.
Yeah, it was pretty good, you know. What about you? What would you say if you could have any athlete as your mom or dad? Mama, papa?
Okay. I want you to do this first, because I don't have an answer.
All right, I would go probably Annika Sorenstam as my mom. She's a famous
she's like
the Tiger Woods of female golf.
Yeah.
You know, I think she would really she wouldn't let me just sit on the couch all day. She'd be like, "Get out there and seize the day," you know?
How are you going to start your esports career if your mom's forcing you to go outside?
Well, here's the next thing. My dad would be Vince Wilfork. He would just be like, no, sit on the couch. I'm going to bring you some barbecue ribs.
That's a sick choice.
And so it would be a nice, real, two worlds colliding for me.
Okay, I think I'd want Tom Brady as my dad.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Yeah, just because he, like...
Patriots in this.
Yeah, I would just grow up a winner.
Yeah.
I would just grow up just being like, I'd have to win because all I would know is victory.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of how my dad reminds me of Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah.
He was president of his high school. Ooh. He was a captain of his basketball team, even though he's 5'6". You know, he's kind of...
Wow, against the odds, eh?
There you go. And my mom would be Kim Yuna, South Korean ice skater.
Okay.
Because she's hot.
So you would really want all your friends talking about how hot your mom is all the time?
Well, she'd probably have hot friends.
That's true.
With hot daughters.
That's true. Oh, there you go. There you go. Still weird, but whatever.
Well, whatever. It's not my real mom. It's my sports mom.
Yeah, that's true. In the sports world.
Yeah, and we're talking in sports life.
We want you to, all the listeners out there, email us at sportsisfun@citr.com. Tell us what you think of the whole esports debate.
Yeah, tell us where you weigh in on this
any
issue.
Cool internet stories you might have.
What?
It's time for some birthdays. To sign off the show here, you can all start here. Brooke and Robin Lopez, happy 27th.
Yeah, congratulations on the kid.
Yeah, Robin from the studio, congratulations on the baby.
First or zeroth birthday.
You go now.
Kim Sohee.
Yeah.
Happy 24th birthday.
Friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Friend of the show as well. Gordie Howe, happy 87th, hockey legend.
Are there more birthdays?
Yeah, there's one more right there.
Randy Orton?
Yeah.
How old is he? I can't remember my glasses.
35 years
35,
old.
35, there you go.
He won the belt in WrestleMania this week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he actually beat Seth Rollins, who's the guy who ended up getting the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah. Happy birthday, and hopefully we'll see more RKOs for many years to come. That's about all we got. Anything you want to sign off with, like a catchphrase or something cool? Maybe a sneeze.
Just want to say, we really appreciate all of the listener, and keep on listening, because that's what you do.
And never give up hope.
Yeah.
And have a good night.